You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Is informing us that the direction that Ribono Shel Olam has privileged us, Toratenu HaKedusha, it says in the pasuk, "Kihi chokhmatchem ubinatchem le'einei ha'amim." So that means that the Torah actually is the only wisdom that you can be proud of. As a matter of fact, it was an interesting story that there was a family. The wife requested from her husband to buy Volvo in Eretz Yisrael. But she said, I'm not really too comfortable because of Ein Hara. That you buy a new Volvo, so then, the evil eye maybe, will affect you. So the husband suggests, we go ask the Rav. So they go to the Rav, say, Kavod HaRav, we'd like to buy a new car, a Volvo, and my wife is concerned about evil eye, Ein Hara. So HaRav asked him, do you know any Masechet by heart? Like Brachot, Kiddushin, Mekila, Ta'anit, any Masechet, you know it, Baal Peh, by heart? He said, no, Kavod HaRav, I learned something, but don't know it by heart. So Harav says, don't worry about it, you're okay. Ein Hara is not going to affect you. Ein Hara only comes that... At least you know something, even if you don't know something. But Ein Hara doesn't come after a Volvo. So now here, says, Kihi chokhmatchem ubinatchem. This is the real wisdom and knowledge. And the puzzling matter here is, it ends up with le'einei ha'amim. What do I need le'einei ha'amim? Yes, sir. It's in the eyes of nations. It says, this is a wisdom that you can be proud of in the eyes of the nation. What do I care about the other nation? I care? I'm sorry?
Right now it's like this. The whole world is looking at Chokhmah of Israel.
No, we're not talking about science. No, it's not true. No. If they're jealous of the financial status, that we have doctors, lawyers, and this, no, that's not what the Torah means. The Torah is your chokhmah. So what does that mean? As you recall, there was a wrestling that took place that Yaakov Noam Shalom wrestled with the appointed angel of Esav. So now we see in the end, then Yaakov Noam Shalom requests from the angel to give him a blessing. So give him a Mishabarach. Who do you get him Mishabarach from? From the angel of Esav? If it was Michael, Raphael, I would understand. But what do you need Mishabarach from?
Praise Hashem.
Who praise Hashem?
The angel.
But it's the angel of Esav. It's a good angel?
Doesn't matter if it's a good angel or a bad angel.
Why?
Still it's praising Hashem, so it has it's up there.
Close. The angel that after 120 years takes the neshama back, would you like to get Mishabarach from him? Yeah?
No.
So now, what is this? Why would you want Mishabarach from angel of Esav? Huh? You understand?
And if you can turn your enemy as a friend, then this is
the way. No, I didn't become his friend. No, he's still till today, he's after us.
It's very friendly. He's giving us a lot of things.
No, he's not friendly. No. So now here, Swami Acharya is teaching us very, very important message, and that is, in life, anybody could claim, what do I care? And many say, what do I care? No, he wants to think that way, let him think that way. Especially people out there, no, what do I care? But here, Swami Acharya is teaching us, no, that's not how it works. Yaakov Avraham Shalom wrestled with the angel of Esau. But in the end, he said, notarize that you agreed, that you approved that I won. What is that called? Kiddush Hashem. So that means Yehudi should know that in any aspect of life, any deals you do, any transaction that you do, you cannot say, what do I care? I do whatever I want. So now here, just imagine, Avraham Avinu Shalom, in Olam Elyon, they came to the court. Huh? Avraham Avinu came to the Beit Din. And then they say, you worshipped idols. Your father was idol worshipper, you worship idol. Huh? He's guilty or not guilty?
He didn't worship
idol. He didn't? How do we know? How can he prove?
Because he mentioned everyone.
He can mention, not like a business card, you can write many, many things in it, but none of them is true. That's why people make a business card. Is it true? Is it? You go to the printer and say, write this, write that. But you have three locations, one location. Even one location doesn't have. So how can you prove? How can you prove? You have to bring a proof. There has to be witnesses. What do you mean Hashem knows? There's a Beit Din. No, Hashem knows. What? It's a Beit Din. No, that's not how it works. No. What? No. So now, Avraham Avinu is going to say, bring Nimrod. He's going to tell you, I didn't worship the Zara. Right?
No.
Why did Nimrod throw Avraham Avinu in the fire? Why?
Because he didn't worship.
So now that means Nimrod will notarize and sign Avraham Avinu did not worship the Zara. So now they bring Yaakov Avinu. He said, you took your stuff from your father-in-law. You lived with him for 20 years. So obviously, he was a tricky person. So after 20 years, you became like him. You stole stuff from him. So how is it going to go? How is it going to prove? Bad Malach. What? Laban. What's the term that they call people to the court? Yeah, that's what they do, right? Yeah, they call Laban to the court and say, did he steal anything? Say, no, he didn't steal anything. So then, Yaakov Avinu Shalom is free. So now they bring Yosef HaSadi to the court. Say, oh, boy. You know about the story in the house of Potiphar? We know. could you do such a thing? Potiphar? The wife, you mean?
The wife,
But in the court of Elyon, you can, not here. Yeah. So now they call who? The wife of Potiphar, right? So they bring the wife of Potiphar and say, anything happened? So no, nothing happened. So now Yosef is a Sadiq. Now, but that's here. But when you go over there, you cannot lie. Over there, you know, they have this machine, the lying machine, all of those things. So now, they bring Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, the three prophets. Say, now you guys, no worship Abu Zara, ay, 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 in Babel. So now, what do they have to say? We have to say, who?
King,
what's his name? Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar. They bring in Nebuchadnezzar. Say, what do you think about these three people? So these people, I forced them to worship Abu Zara, and they didn't accept, and then I threw them in there, in the fire. So now here you see an interesting thing, that to get out of the hook, you have to bring all these people that are not even Yehudi. They're not Yehudi. Nimrod, Lavan, wife of Potiphar, Nebuchadnezzar, to notarize that you Sadiq. Isn't that interesting?
Yes. How a challenge you bring.
Yeah. So that means that when the Torah says, Kihi chokhmatchem ubinatchem, how? That nations are going to say, wow, look at these people. They're so honest. They're so polite. They're so giving. The greatest.
Amen.
So here, so we see that Tutan Shah is informing us that your greatness has to be realized by Umot HaOlam. So now, there's an interesting Zohar that is brought that at the time that Am Yisrael, they came out of Mitzrayim. What was the last process? The last process. What happened when they came out of Mitzrayim?
They took the Shul.
Hazak Baruch. So he said in the Torah that Am Yisrael Masachen Beine Mitzrayim. The last process was not Makat Becholot. It was not Hoshech. The last process was that Mitzrim, the Egyptian, they had such an affection toward Am Yisrael. Why? Why they, all of a sudden, they loved Am Yisrael? Why? No. So then you get scared. Not that you love somebody because he killed your firstborn.
Because when they could steal the money,
they didn't know. Beautiful. So here we see the Tamshan says that the reason that the Muslim that's such an affection to Adam Israel because they realize how honest they are. Because they turn off the darkness, they could have grabbed everything to steal everything. They said, no, nothing is touched. And then they came and said, you know, could I have the Rolex watch? I said, we don't have. I said, no, it's in that door, you know, over there. You know, you forgot. I said, wow. They could have taken it, and they didn't take it. So now Zohar Kadosh says, the Ge'ula La'atid Lavor, very soon, is exactly has to be identical. The same way that we came out of Mitzrayim, that has such an affection toward us because they notice that we are so
honest.
So honest. So in La'atid Lavo, exactly needs to be the same way. That they see these people, they don't take a penny from you. Penny! They don't touch it. Touch it. They're so honest. And you see, you see, all of a sudden, the Yeshua is going to, just like a Hesa Hadad, as Gemara Pesachim brings, is going to, all of a sudden, Moshe Tzidkenu is going to reveal himself.
Amen.
Yeah. So Nizkeh B'ezrat Hashem, that Umud HaOlam will realize how Chacham and how Navon we are.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.